started things out on Thursday night. We dueled with Sitka and Mount Edgecombe. You'd call it a duel, but we only filled in weight class that we had. But we did really well. We ended Thursday night. We won 7, lost 3, which was really pretty good. And one of the losses came to a guy who was his first time on the mat, and it was he was tough. He took third in the state last year, and we knew it was going to be a tough match, but we just hadn't seen him yet. And it was a good night though. Thursday was good, and then Friday and Saturday we wrestled Sitka High, and we wrestled 2 rounds on Friday night, and then 3 or 4 rounds on Saturday. And I don't know what the total numbers were, but we only lost a handful, and we had a couple of champs, and we won a lot of matches, so we were doing better, pulling things together.
Yeah, who were the champs?
So we had Ruby was a champ at 125 girls. She was 6-0. And Corin was first place at 171. He won 4, lost 0 this weekend. Caden won 4, lost.
So that's Ruby Masson and Caden.
Caden at 135, not 171. Sorry, he won 4, lost 0, and he just whipped his opponents. It was a lot of fun to watch. And then Corin was also a champ too at 171, but he won 7, lost 0. So he just had a couple more victories than Caden. He had more mat time. And then Cole took 2nd, and Reed Anderson took 2nd, and Adam took 3rd. So we had, we only brought 8 guys, but 6 of them placed. 3 champions, I feel, is a pretty good weekend overall. So, or 4 champions, I guess. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So this is the lead up to the regional meet coming up this weekend.
Yeah, we leave on Thursday, fly up to Juneau and wrestle Friday night and Saturday. And, everything's on the table now. Hopefully we'll be able to bring the whole team. Hopefully everybody's back from either injuries or got their schoolwork up. And we'll be able to travel with everyone. And it'll be, I think, the first time all season that we got the whole team together, which is kind of crummy, but it's a good time of the year to do it. And it should be a pretty fun tournament. It'll be pretty close as far as the two-way region between Wrangell, Craig, and us. I think it's kind of a see who shows up for the tournament. So it could go either way.
Just depends on those matches and how they come out. Okay.
Yeah.
And are you still wrestling in Anchorage in 2 weeks for the people who make state?
Yeah. Hope so. Right. That was kind of the talk of the weekend on Saturday morning. We were, getting the news, or Friday, I guess it was. And, man, what's going to go on with the state tournament? Because the Alaska Airlines Center was flooded, and that's where the state tournament is supposed to be. And, I think a lot of things can happen in 2 weeks. So I'm hoping the infrastructure can kind of come back. But I'm sure it'll be held somewhere. And it's probably going to be in Anchorage regardless. So we were kind of kicking around ideas, thinking of, hey, where would it might be? And a couple years ago it was ACS, and a couple years before or after that it was at Bartlett High School. So it'd be really cool to see it in the Alaska Airlines Center, because you get to go 4A and 3A and girls all in the same area. And it's really exciting. There's great wrestling all the time. But regardless, we'll figure it out. Wherever we go, we're going to have, I'm thinking, maybe 5 or 6 tough guys that we'll bring up there, guys and gals. So
you have guys and gals who have that in their sights to make state?
Yeah. So I think that's a goal for some of our guys, is just to make it. So you got to be the top 3 in a region tournament to make it. And some of our we've got a couple guys that are seeded 1st, a couple guys that are seeded 2nd, and, 1 or 2 guys that are seeded 3rd, 4th, or 5th. And those guys that are down there, the 3rd, 4th, 5th, it's going to be tough, but they got to be able, they're going to wrestle hard, and hopefully we wrestle well. Typically in the past, we've had guys wrestle really well at the region tournament and turn some heads, and so we're looking for that out of Adam Ware. He's at 160 pounds. He'll be seated either 4th or 5th, and he's got a realistic chance of making it to 3rd, but he's got to wrestle really hard, and he's got to wrestle tough and beat some kids that he's lost to. So
you have a potential of taking a couple guys at 160, maybe?
Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the benefits of having 460-pounders is that you kind of – your odds go up.
Yeah.
But Cole will either be seated 1st or 2nd, depending on the kid from Sitka. He should go. He dominates most of his opponents. And Adam is just going to have a tough – he's gonna have a tough go, but he's got a shot. And you can't count Sawyer Briner out, because he has got really fast hips, and we're teaching him how to throw. And kind of one of those things that coaches talk about is like the great equalizer. You might not be the best technician out there, but if you're a thrower, you're right up there with him, because it just takes a second. The opponent could be on their back. So yeah, Sawyer's really working on that, and we even got Noah File there, and he's a solid wrestler. He wrestled for a long time, so. Who knows what's going to happen? Maybe we'll go 1, 2, 3, 4. That'd be pretty fantastic.
You guys own that weight class.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.